One of the things that Katie asked me to do was to read the love passage, the famous love passage from the Bible. And I'm going to start with a love passage that you didn't mean and that none of you have probably ever heard at a wedding. So hang in there. We'll get to it. But this is where I thought we might should start. This is not 1 Corinthians 13, but 2 Corinthians 11. The Apostle Paul says, "I have worked so hard. I've been imprisoned. I've faced many physical hardships, and I've faced death many times. I was shipwrecked 3 times. I spent a night and day on the open sea. I've been on many journeys. I faced dangers from rivers and robbers, my own people and strangers. I have faced danger in the city and in the desert and on the sea and from false brothers and sisters. I faced these dangers with hard work and heavy labor, many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, often without food, and in the cold, often without enough clothes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, which is a funny one to say thanks be to God about. And maybe you're thinking a funny one to have at a wedding. But this is about what love might mean. Love and marriage isn't all rainbows and unicorns. Love might mean periods of suffering. Love drove the Apostle Paul to face those trials that he just described. Love drove Jesus, our Savior, to the cross. So amidst all the joy and the happiness, the love and the cherishing, the beautiful flowers and lovely dresses, the memories of meeting on ships and skydiving and all of those great things, I need to remind you that there will be storms, hard days, mistakes, angry words that you regret, sickness, poverty. Marriages often fail when these storms of life come, when the rains fall, the floods rise, when the winds blow and beat against the marriage you're trying to build. These storms often manifest in what some sociologists have called utilitarian individualism or expressive individualism. These are ways that we turn inward and think about ourselves. When you're looking for my benefit, you will lose commitment. When you begin to compare your spouse negatively to others, thinking, "I could have done better," you will lose commitment. You will lose a sense of cherishing your spouse. Do not allow these storms of life to destroy what you're beginning today. I heard a psychologist, he's a well-known expert on marriage, he said that trust in a relationship is when you care just as much for your spouse as you do for yourself. But he said commitment is when you care more for your spouse than you do even for yourself. To grow into cherishing your partner, you make positive comparisons between your spouse to real or imagined others. When you truly say, "You are my person and there is no other." So here is the famous love passage, the one you wanted me to read. Listen to these beautiful words and listen to how living into them, into this kind of love, might help you develop commitment and cherish your partner. Here it is, 1 Corinthians 13. "And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak with the tongues of angels and humans, but if I don't have love, I've just become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and have all knowledge, if I have all faith so I can move mountains, but I don't have love, then I'm nothing. If I gave away all I possess to feed the poor, and if I gave over my body to be burned, but I don't have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It is not happy with injustice, but it is not happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Now these three things remain: faith, hope, love. And the greatest of these is love. At the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, that famous passage in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, which I think is the most important part of the whole Bible, Jesus says these important words. So everyone who hears these words of mine, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, probably other things like 1 Corinthians 13, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise builder who built their house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on solid rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice will be like a foolish builder who built their house on sand. The rain came, the floods rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it collapsed. And its collapsing was terrible. So listen to these words of Jesus. Listen to scriptures like 2 Corinthians 11, 1 Corinthians 13. Look at Matthew 5, 6, and 7 a lot. Those are important words. And put them into practice. Learn to cherish your partner, to develop deep commitment to each other, to live into the fullness of love.